matter, a matter on which I'd received more correspondence than any other single issue, and it's the Heiner affair. The Heiner affair that goes to the heart of the rule of law, that we are all equal in the eyes of the law, or perhaps not. The Heiner affair centres on the pack rape of a ward of the state at the John Oxley Juvenile Detention Centre. A gang rape. Two of the boys involved in the rape, said to have been involved, admitted to it the day after the attack and the Goss government was in power. This is 22 years ago. But it lingers and lingers and lingers. It is a matter that has not been satisfactorily resolved. The Goss cabinet and the public servants in that cabinet destroyed evidence, knowing that the documents that they destroyed were wanted as evidence. And Mr. Rudd, Kevin Rudd, was the chief of staff in the Goss cabinet at the time. And it's not been investigated properly. Queensland government, or the Goss cabinet, shredded the records. Mr. Goss's cabinet was involved in it. And Mr. Rudd was the chief of staff, knowing those records were required as evidence. Kevin Lindeberg is the public servant who has doggedly, or sorry, not public servant, public union, public sector union official, who's doggedly pursued this issue. Now, there are provisions of the criminal code here which are quite specific about the destruction of evidence and any conspiracy to defeat justice. Very interesting to me that child abuse has become a huge issue in this state in the last few years, so much so the former Governor of Queensland, Lynine Ford, was tasked to conduct an inquiry into child abuse. But this matter of the John Oxley abuse was specifically ruled out of her inquiry by the Premier of the day, Peter Beattie. Ruled out of bounds. It's never been investigated. More of that in a moment. So Lynine Ford's inquiry never spoke about this, what has become known as the Heiner affair. And all the members of this Goss cabinet were involved, knew of the shredding. Five of them went on to serve in the Beattie cabinet. We talk a lot about corruption in this state and the various forums in which we can have corruption discussed, exposed, aired. And when the cards have fallen, the guilty party brought to account. It doesn't seem that any of that has happened in this matter. Now, more recently, many of this country's most senior legal figures have had a look at this. And the view is that those cabinet members in the Goss cabinet may be guilty of the obstruction of justice. A couple of years ago, many of this country's most eminent judges made statements about this matter. Now, when I say most eminent, the late Sir Harry Gibbs, former Chief Justice of the High Court, the WA Chief Justice, two retired New South Wales Chief Justices, two Supreme Court Justices from New South Wales. And working alongside this public sector union official, Kevin Lindeberg, David Rofe QC has produced a 3,000-page, nine-volume document in which he says 67 prima facie criminal charges are disclosed against Goss cabinet members and public servants. David Rofe QC has audited all this material. It's a very impressive nine-volume document he's put together. It's not just me saying this. The International Community of Archivists lists the Heiner affair as one of the 14 great document shredding scandals of the world. Universities around the world study it. Whistleblowers of Australia say it's one of the most important episodes of whistleblowing in this country, and yet nothing has been done. Representations have been made by Kevin Lindeberg all over the show. In fact, as I understand it, he's gone as far, having not received satisfaction through talking to governors and governors general in this country, he's gone as far as putting the matter before the Queen, who I'm told has referred it back to the Queensland government for investigation, and there it lies. It seems to be a circle that is never brought to any conclusion. So where members of the public have matters of this sort that they feel need to be investigated, to where do they turn? Barry O'Keefe, QC, is a highly accomplished former judge. Now, he was on the bench with the New South Wales Supreme Court, a distinguished career as an advocate, as a judge, commercial court judge. He went on to be commissioner of the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption. He has a distinguished legal career, and Barry O'Keefe, QC, is on the phone. Good afternoon, Barry.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. Where matters of this sort, and you're talking to an ex-copper here, Barry, and I know that for a policeman on the beat where a prima facie criminal offence is disclosed, your duty is to bring it before a court. Now, eminent jurists have looked at this matter and said there is prima facie evidence of criminal offences being disclosed. To where does the public turn? Where do you take it?
At this time, I think there is probably no curial forum.
Well, what do you mean by curial, Barry?
Court. No court. No court. No place in a court that one can turn to. The late Sir Harry Gibbs did a very erudite paper on this and came to the conclusion that prima facie there was a serious breach of a section of the Queensland Criminal Code. Yep. Now, that view was substantiated in court in a case called the Queen against Ensby. Ensby was a pastor to whom certain admissions had been made by a person who'd been charged, was going to be charged with a criminal offence, or may have been charged with a criminal offence, and Ensby destroyed the diaries in which he made records of what had been said.
Right.
And he was prosecuted and successfully prosecuted and suffered a penalty for what he'd done on the basis that it was sufficient if there was the prospect that there might be a criminal proceeding instituted at the time of the destruction. Now, that was the view that Sir Harry Gibbs included in his analysis of the situation. It was a view that other judges and former judges and I formed when we wrote what has been called the judge's letter back in 2006 about this matter. However, really what we then asked for was that there be an inquiry into it and perhaps a special prosecutor appointed to deal with the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a matter for government. It is not a matter for citizens. It is an administrative matter that must be dealt with within government. So in a sense, one is within the power of government to say yes or no. But the problem for government in this case is that it's not a matter that's going to go away. Indeed, as time has rolled on and as the blocking attempts have become more pronounced, so avenues like whistleblowers, avenues like this recent publication, worldwide publication in the archivist's book, have brought the matter to the fore. It's now sufficiently prominent for it to be included as part of the education syllabus for students in Queensland. So far from going away, it's getting bigger. And it's really a bit like Watergate. If Richard Milhouse Nixon had said the day after discovery, look, I'm responsible, I take full responsibility, I didn't know it was happening, and I'm sorry, it would probably have gone away. But what happens is that the cover-up becomes as important, virtually, as the original wrongdoing, if wrongdoing it be. But it needs to be investigated, because at the heart of it is the rule of law, and the rule of law is of the essence of the democratic process.
We have one chamber in our parliament here in Queensland. There is, I mean, where can we turn for review, Barry?
I think that the only forum that is going to be effective is the forum of public opinion.
Mm.
And I think the fact that you have got more letters on this subject than any other indicates that public opinion is there. And a comparison of what various politicians have said with what has been done will constantly come back and be there virtually to haunt them. My concern as a former judge and as a former ICAC commissioner is with the principle. I'm not concerned about the personalities or the politics. I'm concerned about the principle. And the principle is that in our system, the rule of law means that everybody in the society is subject to the same law. However high the office you may occupy or however low you may be in the society, however rich you may be or however poor you may be. And if you don't have that, if you have people who are above the law, then democracy is really just a bit of a joke.
Barry O'Keefe, QC, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Barry O'Keefe, former Supreme Court judge, formerly with the Independent Commission Against Corruption. He headed it up in New South Wales, and you've heard what he's had to say. I tell you what, the amount of correspondence on this Heine matter, it could be very simply put to bed if the government of the day here in Queensland, the Premier Anna Bligh, said, fair enough, we will hold an inquiry, and that is what we call on her to do.